Our next presenter is Stéphanie Lapointe, originally from the Eastern Townships, completed her undergraduate studies in journalism and political science at Concordia University, and teaching English as a second language at the Université du Québec à Chicoutimi. Currently, she's teaching English at the Cégep de Chicoutimi and UQAC, while completing her master's degree in applied linguistics with Professor Leif French. Her research focuses on the linguistic and discursive competencies English nurses use to communicate empathy and sympathy. Her title is Creating Linguistic Corpora for Second Language Training of Health Professionals, Phase 3. Please go. Now I guess it's this one, huh? French?
Yep. Good evening, everybody. Before I begin, I would like to thank Health Canada and the TRHP project for funding for this research. So the project, Creating Linguistic Corpora for L2 Training of Health Professionals, was motivated by a very straightforward idea, in that L2 training of health professionals would benefit from corpora of what is actually said between nurses and patients in specific health communication situations. There are two objectives. The first is to create topic-specific health communication corpora in both French and English, and the second is to create web-based access to these corpora. The methodology was carried out in three phases. First, three speech tasks were selected from the research of Isaacs and colleagues based on their level of difficulty, the emotionally charged factors, and that there was few language function overlap between each speech task. The second phase consisted of creating a role play for each of these speech tasks. This was done in collaboration with nurses and professors from the Department of Nursing of UQAC. The speech tasks and the role plays were: the first one, number 19, supporting a patient who received bad news, the role play was, a 56-year-old man learns he will no longer walk following a stroke. The second speech task, number 8, interpreting and reformulating feelings in reaction to a diagnosis, the role play was, parents think their sick child is ill-diagnosed. And the last speech task, number 10, ensuring a patient's understanding of a situation, the role play was, an elderly woman refuses her blood pressure medication. Phase 3 of the methodology consisted of recruiting native-speaking nurses and actors, and then carrying out the role plays. Everything was filmed and recorded on DVD-R, and the French role plays were done in a nursing lab at UQAC, and the English role plays were done in the Champlain, in a nursing classroom at Champlain College in Lennoxville. In all, it generated approximately 35 hours of video recordings, all of which have been completely orthographically transcribed, and it created the following corpora. As you can see, for the French and English corpora, both were divided into two transcripts. One is the nurse transcript and the other is the actor transcript. And for the nurse transcript, they are approximately the same size in terms of word count. Now, what can be done with these corpora? We propose two levels of analyses. The first is to examine the frequency of expressions and technical vocabulary in all three speech tasks. And the second level would be to examine the frequency of lexical occurrences and patterns in specific communicative functions. For example, giving advice, empowerment, and empathy and sympathy. In fact, if you wish, you can come view our poster, and we have put our findings to date regarding language patterns of empathy and sympathy. The next step of this project is to upload the results of speech data to a web-based platform, to provide linguistic and contextual comparisons between French and English corpora, and lastly, to share findings with healthcare practitioners, trainers, to further develop context-specific use of corpora. And as I mentioned, we invite you to view our poster, and we welcome all discussion and feedback regarding the findings that we have to date. Thank you very much.